All right, welcome to the CMP. We are here with Mark Medici, the publisher and CEO of the Express News, and Kate Weber, the CRO of the Express News. And I'm Sarah Bryant, your moderator for the CMP podcast. We're here in 2024. Yay, welcome. Yes, we did it. Okay, so last time we spoke, we had top workplaces, we had Hearst Lab, and we talked a little bit about how to prepare for first quarter. Mm. But that's been a hot minute.
I'll tell you, many people did not prepare for first quarter.
Aha. Uh-huh. Tell me, what what makes you say that, Kate?
Breaking news.
We're getting asked, and I love it, we're getting asked a lot of questions from local advertisers on our opinions. With the cookiepocalypse happening, concerns about how to continue the targeting that's so important for them to get their message to the right people. Just a lot of folks kind of, I think, mellowed out a little. Not too much, but enough that we're in a bit of a rush mode, but I love it. I love meeting with so many clients.
Yeah.
I was saying to Mark that my schedule for next week, and I think you mentioned this as well.
Same.
We have over 6 different companies coming in for a capabilities overview.
Yeah.
And then I personally have 10 other client meetings. So
exactly.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is awesome. It's very fun to have these conversations about 2024. I feel like people, when we're talking to them, there's new things that are coming up that are surfacing in the conversations. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to just connect with the community and see what's going on out there.
Agreed.
See what they need.
Agreed.
So do you guys subscribe to New Year's resolutions?
Absolutely.
You do?
100%.
100%?
Yeah.
Have you ever kept one?
I have.
All year?
I have.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, I was going to say you're a liar, but I did keep one time. About 7 years ago, I stopped eating cereal.
Okay. There's one.
Because cereal's not super healthy for you.
Right.
Right. It's not like a super, super good thing to put in your body. And my New Year's resolutions typically revolve around, like, you know, as I age, right? Right. What I'm putting in my body from a food perspective. So mine are typically always either fitness based, which I've never kept ever, or food based. But I have not had a bowl of cereal in 7 years.
Wow.
Maybe next podcast.
We bring cereal. just start eating cereal in front of Mark.
Well,
it's delicious.
I was one of those people that ate cereal at night, like, as a dessert.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, instead of having like an ice cream, I'd have like a small bowl of Cheerios. And, I'm 51 years old. Like, you know, like at like 43, my body said, you know, you're getting old. So,
okay.
You know, that's when some
look
of these
forward
things,
to it.
That's when
I'm there. I'm there. My time where I became old was a little bit younger than yours.
Yeah, right.
It's just like crazy. But it's very interesting to me that you have both kept it in one way or the other. I feel like you're going to judge me. I'm not a resolution person.
You're going to make fun of me because it's always about running, but I resolved to run 1,000 miles. This year it's 1,200 miles.
Oh my gosh.
Which I did.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Because you run every
day. Like 1,000 miles a month almost.
No,
I know.
Should we set the bar here? No, I just don't. I don't do them and I don't keep them. And I feel like you both are going to judge me.
Have?
I have never done it. I just haven't. Hmm. I've not gotten into it. But I feel like you're both motivating me. I feel like maybe I'll pick one, but it'll be simple. It will probably be like cereal.
It's better that
they're
simple.
Yeah.
Because then you can actually do them.
Yeah.
No Diet Coke.
Attainable. Okay. Is that the one?
Yeah. It's almost killing me. It's the 19th of January. I haven't had a Diet Coke in 19 days. And
it's tough.
It's tough.
Okay. What were you cooking in that basket? In that New Year's resolution basket.
I was really just bragging on the amount of miles.
You are running.
But then I also have resolved to read books again. I only really read for work these days.
Yeah.
So I have resolved to read at least 3 books.
Oh.
that are non-related to work. So any recommendations anybody has, I'm open to, because I need to start reading.
That is awesome.
Yep.
We could start a book club.
And then we could. And then my, cheesy, happy Kate one is to always wake up with an attitude of gratitude and write down what I'm thankful for.
That's very cool.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we need that on a t-shirt for you. Attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, just to keep yourself in a positive mindset. I think that's really important. You know, we're going to have challenges in our lives, professionally and personally. And if you can start the day with thinking about the things that really make you happy and you're so lucky to have, then it sets the right tone.
Absolutely. Good segue into starting the year with the right tone. We have a lot to talk about. I think we have so many things to talk about. I hope we accomplish them in our time frame. So the first thing is that next week on Wednesday, which is the 24th, we will have a new format to our communities papers. Mm-hmm. So the new format, you know, we talk in these words, but people don't necessarily know them. But it's a broadsheet versus a tab. So it's going to be a lot more real estate.
Double size.
Yes, and will feel more like a product that they're familiar with in terms of reading the community news. So that's Northside Herald, Southside Reporter, and Northwest Light is the new edition. Mm-hmm. And we've added zip codes into the distribution. So I think that this is so interesting that we're taking those community papers and putting them under an umbrella called SA Life. Mm-hmm. And this was a part of the brainchild of you guys, and then bringing in editorial with Jess and team on the MySA team. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, what that's going to mean for the community.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think what I want to make sure I get across is that this started as a digital hub. So this time last year, we're always looking at trends, and with the understanding that we're going to need to address these trends for our advertisers and for our readers to be able to connect with them on a regular basis. And so one of the major trends, of course, in San Antonio is that it's a growing community. And as people are moving here from other states, they likely have already shopped at a grocery store or have banked with a national bank. And so the challenge that presents when they come into the market is that they might very well go to some of the national brands versus some of the very strong brands that we have here that are local, such as HEB, Broadway Bank, Frost Bank, names that we know, but a newcomer might gravitate towards
Bank Target. Of America.
Right.
Right.
Bank of America, which isn't a bad thing.
It's no. Finding a doctor at UT Health, San Antonio,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the things you need to do when you get here. Yeah. How do I get my electricity hooked up? You know, what do I do for internet? All of those things. We wanted to be that source for that newcomer and then also help our advertisers by virtue of that connect with those newcomers.
Right.
So this is an extension of that. That hub is producing a lot of traffic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's providing a really great opportunity for our advertisers to connect with the newcomer and for the newcomer to feel at home here in San Antonio. So this is an extension of that. Now they can also receive some of that news in print every single week. And so it creates this very nice opportunity for readers to understand what they need to know to live their best lives here in San Antonio and for our advertisers to talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from the content side, I think that the direction in which the hub was set up in really key into those advertisers that Kate mentioned, but also just the process of moving into a new city. So the home neighborhood guides, which are one of the most popular in terms of our visits. So what other, you know, topics do you feel like, or directions that you think we may go in SA Life?
I think the synergy is really great. I think we learned a lot with the hub last year in terms of the the traffic pattern. So in some ways, right, it's a really easy thing for us to kind of identify through all of the trends that came to us online to then reverse publish those into print. So I think that synergistically, those community publications, they're super important. But I think from a future trend, making sure that all of our content is aligned and it's easy to find, mm-hmm. and it's all in the same, it's in the same place, right. I think is really impactful for us from a search perspective. It's more recognizable from an advertiser perspective. There's not as much product confusion. So, you know, I think the alignment from the community pubs to fall under the SA Life umbrella makes a lot of sense. The community pubs also didn't have a strong digital footprint. Mm-hmm. SA Life has a very strong digital footprint. So, I really appreciate you and Kate, quite frankly, kind of thinking always kind of 18 months in advance of how things are moving. And I think that SA Life, you know, we talk to our advertisers a lot about content.
Yeah.
Right. But so creating more digital homes for them to place content in that attracts the right audiences to interact with those brands, I think was really, really, really smart.
Yeah.
And it's another natural extension of MySA as well. It gives us a place to park a lot of evergreen content,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
So we have such incredible brand recognition, SEO recognition from a search priority perspective. So makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. I mean, in the 24th, some of the readers will see a hard water story, right? And that's absolutely something that's evergreen. We deal with it all the time in San Antonio. But
my hair looks like this.
I know. My hair always looks a little bit funky. But it is so great to have that place that not only the newcomer we're seeing is mm-hmm. gravitating towards, but also those that live in San Antonio that you need to see, you know, what's the hiking trail that I should go to this mm-hmm. weekend, or where should I go to the doctor? Like maybe you're looking for a new doctor. Mm-hmm. So I think that content really plays well, and we've seen the traffic to mm-hmm. prove it out.
I think also all the allergies that have continued to percolate.
Oh yeah.
As here. I cough.
I know. Right. I know.
Cedar. All the ups and downs with the allergies, with all the temperature swings. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Like, it's a respiratory nightmare.
Where is this allergy?
Yeah, oh, right. I know. And that absolutely is an article on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. MySA / SA Life.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got that coming. 24th. Mm-hmm. We also have on February 8th, a huge new product that some may have seen, a hybrid sort of, what do we want to call that? Like an interstitial edition on November, December, a partnership. Thank you. but now it's San Antonio Magazine is what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. But now it's completely in our house, and we're going to go edition one on February 8th. So tell me a little bit about how that process was for you, and then how you're thinking about in terms of taking that voice and also marrying it to new advertisers, new opportunities.
The process was incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
So in mid-October, we got a tip that Open Sky Media was going to be selling that asset. San Antonio Magazine is a great brand. We do great lifestyle content. They were always, quite frankly, a competitor of ours.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of great content. So we got a tip that they were folding. I picked up the phone, called the CEO. I'm like, what are you doing with this thing?
Yeah.
And it's funny, the filming date of the last podcast that we did, we closed on the deal the next day. So right, I was sitting here not being able to say anything. No, we're so excited. It's an 18-year-old brand. We bought all of the assets, so we'll keep all of the social assets alive, the website, the magazine. We'll continue to publish that 6 times a year. Jennifer McGinnis is back at the Express News. She's gonna lead the editorial effort with Jan Waddy, and there's so much great energy around it. you know, we had a really nice year last year. You know, Kate and team really carried the water from an advertising perspective. The newsroom created another incredible year of content. We're going to grow our newsroom resources once again from 23 to 24. Now we're buying another publication, you know, to add to the portfolio. We announced austindaily.com that we're launching at the beginning of February as well, to continue kind of exploring that marketplace from an audience perspective. So I am so excited. We're going to really bulk the magazine up. So, you know, that is both an opportunity and a challenge. Yeah. I think that the magazine over a period of time got a little too skinny. And we, you know, I spent 5 years in Dallas. D Magazine is like the envy of every city magazine in the United States. And San Antonio deserves a quality city magazine like mm-hmm. that. So we're going to maintain that brand. Super, super, super excited.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And Kate? Yes.
B3. There's something special about a city magazine. Yeah. You know, from a reader's perspective, it allows you to feel like you know the insider information. You know all the best spots to eat. You know all the best spots to find that accessory for your home. You learn about schools that are really good in your area. And then from an advertiser's perspective, it's a way for them. Pardon me.
It's all right. It's cedar.
It's an opportunity for them to have a really beautiful format to tell their story.
Yeah.
Full color, glossy, amongst all this really fun content. It's just, it's another way for them to people to get to know their brand. And that's super impactful. The one thing I'm also really excited about with San Antonio Magazine is that many of the advertisers who were there in the past really utilized the print asset as the main thing that they were using to tell their story. And now that we own San Antonio Magazine, we're able to provide them with a whole new audience in the digital space, utilizing Hearst and all of the audience that we can bring to bear. So I'm very excited about getting to know those advertisers on a personal level, understand their goals, and then help them really grow in their priorities.
Yeah, and I think that with the portfolio, we're going to keep things like top doctors.
Yep.
We're listening to the market on what's important that we keep from that brand asset. So I think it's just going to be awesome.
I think we're going to have a launch party too, but I don't know if we're allowed to.
So we are going to have a launch party, and I am designing the invitation right now upstairs, but we're going to have it with Partners Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The best.
I know.
Yeah, Jens is awesome, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what a scene. I mean, walking into the space last week to look at it and vision it with Jennifer and just thinking about like the entrance that we can make with all these beautiful pieces of furniture surrounding the ambiance, going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in March and look to the magazine for details.
Yeah.
I think that will be fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we've also got On the Horizon, and it plays into that feeling like you need to know where to go for eating, feeling like you need to know where to go for a quick bite at midnight. We have your essay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your essay, huge program, year over year growth again this year in terms of voting, nomination, but voting starts on the 5th.
Of February.
So right now, what's happening in the background is we're qualifying, looking at all the businesses, making sure that we have the exact top five that then the public gets to vote on. And it's all public submitted, too. So in terms of us having the influence, the community really brings that to our attention. Mm-hmm. And then we're publishing the top five and then ultimately the winner of your essay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting too.
It is exciting.
Yeah. So from a content perspective, I feel like this plays into San Antonio life as well.
Yeah.
And then from an advertiser perspective, who doesn't want to say they're the best, mm-hmm. right?
It's so important with how much the city is growing and changing. You do want to know where's the best. You know, we're limited in our time sometimes, and you want to make sure your experience is the very best. So why not look it up and find out who is the best?
Yeah, the other interesting thing about it is that, like, even outside of the USA program, when we do best lists, like when Mike Sutter names the 10 best burger restaurants, like that content explodes on expressnews.com. Like, it is, it's really wild. The lifestyle team does every day, it feels like there's a best pizza, best burgers, best Chinese food. But, you know, it's not a gimmick. I mean, that content just plays so well with the audience. So from a programmatic perspective on the USA front, it's important for these businesses. Mm-hmm. And as the program has grown, it's also awesome to walk into all of these businesses and see them hanging their medal on the wall.
Know.
Like, that makes it just makes me smile. Right?
Yeah.
It's so cool. There's so many categories. And I think, once again, from a search equity perspective, I think those businesses understand how much weight winning mm-hmm. or even being named in the top five of a category is, because it lives for so long with inside of our site. So, the SA Life, who are the best dentists in San Antonio? Well, mm-hmm. you know, there it is. There's the top five to pick from.
Right.
The program is amazing. And you guys have done a great job. And so have the advertisers. They have really responded to this program. They understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so fun to see, like, the big decals and the posters and the billboards. And you're like, yes, you're utilizing it right. But I think it's interesting what you said about Mike Sutter. From that's editorial-driven.
Yeah, editorial-driven, mm-hmm. right.
And then with your essay, this is community-driven.
Yeah, mm-hmm. user-generated content.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have the best of the both worlds, right? Mm-hmm. So you get this expert opinion, and then you also get your friends, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like having a sommelier tell you about a good wine and also your neighbor.
Yeah.
Betty.
And you're always getting to the best spot of the wine.
Yeah, totally.
Betty's into it. I love it.
Absolutely.
So, okay, is there anything else that we need to talk about in 2024 going forward? I mean, or are we just getting wild in 2024? We're doing things.
We are. I mean, I think there's themes within it.
Yeah.
We're always looking for how we can connect better with our readers and our advertisers and really help both be really successful, whether it's through consuming content that's really going to matter to them. Mm-hmm. Or it's really creating great advertising strategies that are going to help lift a company's results. So those are the themes. It does feel like chaos somewhere there in the middle, though, because we are doing, you know, we're buying this and we're launching this.
Yeah.
But those are really the two common themes of which all the chaos exists.
Yeah, I think it's also another year of just having a really stable team here at the Express News. Mm-hmm. And I think that you see that in the results. We finished at 106% of advertiser retention for 2023.
Awesome.
People are like, well, how do you finish at 106%? It's because the 100% retained, and then they spent 6% additional, you know, in the same category. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with really smart leadership, smart salespeople, mm-hmm. being supported by Hearst, having the fourth largest digital audience in the United States to offer in a massively, rapidly growing city. So I think one of the things I look forward to is we are deepening the relationships with our advertisers.
Yeah.
They're not seeing any turnover from us. They're seeing us grow and move forward and they understand our digital growth and that's more of our future and our expertise with inside of that environment. So, you know, it's really rewarding to see all of the relationships grow mm-hmm. and become more sophisticated mm-hmm. and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very exciting.
It is very exciting. 2024 is going to be full of fun and chaos for growth.
Yes.
And chaos for added audience, and then stability to back it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you. I'm in marketing. So next time we'll have Salute to Nurses. We'll have kicked off. So nominations We'll be ready to take in those, which is an awesome community program. I can't wait to talk about that. Not yet. And then we'll have high school sports right on the heels of it in June, or right beyond the heels of it in June, however you want to say it. And then we'll just figure out what fun we have to get into next time beyond that.
And beyond the initiatives. Absolutely, we are totally open to any questions that people have that are listening to this and just want to ask and see what we say.
Yeah. Right. 100%. What's a pixel? Fine. Ask it. Yeah, ask, what did
ask,
I say?
Ask, ask it.
Pixel just really threw me. Yeah, but next time on the CMP.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Guys.